All right, this is going to be a little bit of a public service message, or at least a public service fucking demand, because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of fucking seeing it, and it's got to fucking stop. My name is Chris Johnson, and I've fucking had enough of bullshit political posts. And I know you're probably thinking, political posts? What the fuck? It's the middle of summertime. The election was fucking months ago. I know it was. So explain to me why the fuck I'm still seeing political posts over and over and over again. Not only that, it's not only political posts, it's people liking political posts. I understand you might like Donald Trump. I understand you might hate Donald Trump or support whatever the fuck cause. I am fucking tired of seeing your fucking posts and your fucking opinions on it. Because it's not just your post and it's your opinions. It's douchey bullshit. I am so fucking tired of douchey bullshit. I can't fucking stand douchey bullshit, and it's all I fucking see online. It's all I fucking see on Twitter. It's all I fucking see on Facebook. It's all I fucking see on the fucking news over and over and over again, and I'm fucking tired of it. I'm done. I'm fucking done with it. People are fucking dicks. They're dicks about their opinions. They're dicks about what they think. They're dicks about proving their fucking point, and I'm just so fucking sick of it. It makes me not want to fucking meet or talk to fucking anybody. I just want to, like, go in my apartment, which I'm in now, and just fucking lock the goddamn doors and draw the fucking shades and never fucking speak to anybody or interact with fucking anybody because I'm just fucking sick of this shit. And you know what another problem is? The president constantly tweets, and I'm tired of it. I know presidents and politicians have had Twitter accounts in the past. It's the new fucking media. But other politicians and other political accounts just pump out generic, lame, flaccid, limp dick bullshit. This fucking president tweets like a fucking teenage girl. You're a grown ass fucking man in your 70s. Think about it like this. You have a grandma, right? You had a grandma. You have a friend in their fucking 70s. What if that fucking person was on Twitter all the time pissing and moaning and calling people losers? Think about that for a second. If my fucking grandma was on Twitter, I'd walk over to her, take that phone out of her fucking hand and smash it. Stop that shit, grandma. You're being an asshole. Cut that shit out. But when the president does it, it's like normal. And it's bad enough that he fucking does it. Stop liking his lame fucking pussy tweets. Stop it. What are you, fucking 7? Oh my God, Donald Trump just said this dumb bitch had a facelift and this guy's a loser. I'm gonna fucking like it. Click heart. You're part of the fucking problem. You wanna piss and moan about the toxicity in American politics and American life, then stop liking that bullshit because you are part of the fucking problem. You are the fucking problem. You are the fucking system. You have no right to bitch about any of that shit when you are that shit. Jesus fucking Christ. And this isn't even a fucking political post because this is what people turn it into. If you comment about the current president being a fucking dick, some fucking asshole will be like, well, would you want Hillary Clinton in charge? Fuck off. Not what I'm talking about. Oh, what are you, a libtard? You a liberal? Fuck off. Also, not what I'm talking about. I can make a point about a fucking 72-year-old man with an inferiority complex sending out pussy tweet after pussy tweet after pussy tweet. And guess what? It's not political. I think he's a dick. And I think people liking that shit are dicks. And I think people constantly going after him from the other side with the same venom are fucking dicks. If you have a real opinion to make, fine. I'm all for it. If you have a real argument, I'm all for that. If you want a real debate, I am for that. But nobody wants a real fucking debate. It's all about scoring political points for their fucking base. Because guess what? If Hillary Clinton won, and if she was making these same bullshit tweets, these same pussy tweets, a big group of her hardcore supporters would probably like it, and everybody on the other side that whips their fucking dicks out and jacks off every time the fucking president says anything ridiculous would be slamming Hillary Clinton for it. It's pathetic. Each side bitches about what the other side does while they themselves at the same time engage in that douchebag behavior. And I'm fucking tired of it. Grow the fuck up, all of you. Jesus fucking Christ. You know what that was? I'm so goddamn pissed, I just finished a bottle of water and threw it against the fucking wall. That's what this shit does to me. It makes me just fucking whip inanimate objects at other inanimate objects. Oh, my cat's looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. Maybe I'm just so fucking disgusted by society and I'm realizing we're not going anywhere. We're not going up. Each fucking side is bitching about how fucking uncivil the discourse is while just constantly remaining uncivil in their fucking discourse. I can't fucking tell you how happy I am to not be working at the radio station anymore. It was so fucking unbearable towards the end because that's all it was. Day after day after day, get beat over the fucking head with fucking inane nonsense on both sides. And I was just so fucking tired of it. I was so fucking done with it. But it bugs me that, like, people I like and people I'm friends with and people I'm connected to online socially, it bugs me that they engage in this fucking behavior. It just bugs the shit out of me. Stop liking douchebag tweets. All you motherfuckers, the people taking part in it and the people liking that shit should be fucking embarrassed. Each and every fucking one of you. Well, now that I got that shit off my fucking chest, I want to let you know that you can follow me on Podbean, the app, or the website. Every single fucking episode is there. So sign up and fucking subscribe there, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or wherever else you want. New episodes are going to be coming out every Sunday and Wednesday. You can follow me on Twitter, too. And know what you won't see on Twitter? You won't see me liking douchebag pussy posts. Oh, speaking of pussies, that's on the fucking 2017 list for things that are for pussies. Liking douchebag political posts and fucking 72-year-old flaccid politicians posting nonsense on Twitter. That's for pussies. You're all pussies. But, you know, send me a tweet at Johnson Hates You.